Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
Mashups, Part 2.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, may be cruel.
Hello and welcome to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Shane and I'm here every Monday night bringing you all kinds of different music centered around a different theme, a different topic, tying it all together every week. Last week's theme was television. Week before that was marriage. And tonight is a very special sequel episode to one I did about 20 episodes ago, more or less. Tonight is episode 161, which is going to be Mashups Part 2. And I had to do a sequel because after I did the first one, which was, I think, 146 maybe, I was talking to friend of the show and frequent voice around here at Radio Free Brooklyn, Calvin Williams. And he's been on this show. He has his own show, Lush Vibes Radio. He's on the management team here. You've heard him on lots of shows. And I talked to him about it, and he said that I left him out because he should have been my guest on the Mashups episode. And you know what, Calvin? You were right. So I'm here to make amends. I'm here to make it up to you. And Calvin Williams is my guest tonight on Mashups Part 2. Say hi to the nice people, Calvin.
How's it going, everybody? I'm glad to be here.
Glad you could be here. Sorry for leaving you out of the first one. I didn't know.
Oh, you did. That's fair. You didn't know. It was something that kind of came about after the fact.
All right. Well, we're going to hear lots more mashups. Some of them are good. Some of them are questionable because that's how it goes with mashups.
Yes.
But I am going to play a few more tracks from someone that I played a few times on the last one. A DJ I really like named Amerigo Gazaway, who does all kinds of different stuff. This is one off of the Fe La Soul album, Fe La Cudi and De La Soul mashups, a whole album of it. Check it out. It's on Bandcamp as well as all of his other stuff. This is Amerigo Gazaway with the Fe La Soul version of Feel Good Inc. And it's kicking things off here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
I am Maceo. I be blowing the soul out of this horn.
Watch me as it gravitates. We gon' go down this motel. This is a journey into sound.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hand. So I dig into my pocket all my money spent. So I get deep up, still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did.
Well, when the
chips
and the kids is not the man.
Volume, pump up the volume. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street, whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish. But without no money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid. So I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made. So now to test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid.
You used to call me on my. You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Yeah, I know when that hotline bling. Since I left the city, you got a reputation for yourself now. Everybody knows and I feel left out. Girl, you got me down, you got me stressed out. Cause ever since I left the city, you started wearing less and going out more. Blessings of champagne out on the dance floor. Hanging with some girls I never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. I know when that hotline blink.
since I left the city. You and me, we just don't get along. You make me feel like I did you wrong. Going places where you don't belong. Ever since I left the city, you got exactly what you asked for. Running out of pages in your passport. Hanging with some girls I've never seen before. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 161. Mashups part 2, and we just heard a nice short set to get things started. Kicked it off with Amerigo Gazaway, who's a great DJ, with his mashup of Feel Good Inc. by Gorillaz featuring De La Soul, with some Fela Kuti underneath for his Fela Soul full album. Go check that out. It's on Bandcamp. Every track is really good. I played another one from it in the last mashups episode, so go find that. And then we heard a mashup from Party Ben, and that was called Pump Up the Doorbell. That's Pump Up the Volume with White Stripes, Doorbell. And then we just heard Toon Link with We Shop Bling, and I'm going to let my guest explain what the hell was going on there. Calvin Williams, host of Lush Vibes Radio here on Radio Free Brooklyn, is here in studio talking about mashups. What the fuck was that?
Okay, so We Shop Bling is a mashup of Drake's Hotline Bling with the background music that you hear whenever you go into the Nintendo Wii's online store.
Gotcha. I didn't know that. I never had a Nintendo Wii, but when you sent me that mashup, I knew that that was a thing that would connect with certain people. I knew that it was the thing. I just didn't. It didn't resonate with me personally. But it's a really good mashup.
Like that one is surprisingly solid. I'm really impressed with how Toon Link put that one together. Like there was a lot of pitch adjustments that he had to do with Drake's acapella,
right,
to make that work.
Yeah, because it's like with the weird, like there's some chord changes underneath that are sort of reharmonizing Hotline Bling in ways that are really satisfying.
Yes, I think that's one of the reasons why I enjoyed that song so much. Like just the way that those two songs ended up splicing together is just an oddly satisfying. I mean, the Wii Shop song by itself is one of those like weird, oddly satisfying elevator songs.
Now, I know that you've listened to a lot of video game music, both in video games and on its own over the years.
Yep.
And I feel like that's you also like making mashups with video game music sometimes.
Yes.
What's the particular appeal? Because for me, I feel like, oh wow, what a cool chord sequence. Why is it being used on the we shop, like, instead of being used in a song or something. But it, I guess they want you to, like, any disincentive to keep buying things in the Nintendo store online is bad for them, right? Like, I don't know. Talk to me about video game music, because I don't like thinking that it's a waste of talent. Right?
It is not at all a waste of talent. Like, even back from when video game music was being made for, like, Nintendo, like the
8-bit original.
The 8-bit, yeah. Nintendo. There, so much ingenuity had to go into putting those tracks together, because
with a very limited palette too.
Yes,
yeah,
such a limited palette, limited amount of memory you had available to you to actually make a song, much less the rest of the game. So a lot of unique thinking ended up going into a lot of that music, and a lot of the composers from the 8-bit era actually ended up moving into the 16 and ultimately the CD era. Basically, you can't really, like, discount just the nature of composition in general, whether it be for a radio-ready song or some little dinky 8-bit video game that some people may or may not play, or it might just actually blow up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, limiting your tools, limiting your options, that's a trick that songwriters use all the time to force yourself into a certain place, so, and then to open up your creativity within that. So that isn't too surprising, but so many people, I think, have written off... well, they don't write off video game music anymore, because video games are just as cinematic as movies these days. Yeah. So it's its own thing now, for sure.
I think back in the day, given the limited palette, that was one of the main reasons so much video game music got written off. But you had so many talented composers who were actual composers, people with music degrees and understandings of theory and harmony and everything. So that's one of the reasons why, like, looking back at it now, even, like, 8-bit music is becoming more and more revered as years go by.
That's right. I think I did an episode about video games, right? I did that. That happened.
I believe you did.
You can go back and find that. Way back in the archives at everybodyplaystheFool.com. It's got to be in there somewhere. Episode 74 was all about video games. Check that one out. So it's time to get into this next set. We're going to start it off with... It's not done. This is a half-baked... I mean, I could say that about anything that I make. This is a work in progress, but I wanted to do a song. You know, I like to do mashups where both songs are about the same topic in some way, which isn't surprising given how I structure this radio show. So I recently did a thing with a Grateful Dead song and a Kendrick Lamar song.
Ooh. Okay.
And we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
But this is my California mashup with Grateful Dead and Kendrick Lamar. And then we'll hear something from Calvin Williams and then some other people as well. So let's get into this next set of mashups here on Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 161. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
They come from
women weeding weather for the women weeding
from all around the world for the
women weeding weather. Got that women weeding weather.
They come from
women weeding weather for the women weeding
from all around the world for the
women weeding weather. Got that.
Money on my mind, go time to get kicked up. Sunshine coming through my blinds, I'm living, but really though, it's never enough. 10 million, that's a bus.
I be living in the sky every time I ride by them hoes. Ribbon in the sky, you on the radio, cause Stevie know I control. Let it breathe, I control, I control. California living till I am old. We want to be on, to peek on the charts so the peons can be gone and pee on their hearts. She ain't the coupe, she ain't the neon, cause she on the BS before we can start on. Fuck with a nigga, ride with a nigga. Let them know I'm priority, order me Hennessy and for my niggas, OG, kill him. Call it Jason Voorhees, boy, he on his job. Boy, he sure don't be ever the marks. All they mark, pretty bitches and tire marks. Let them inhale the pipe exhaust. Let them reveal how much it costs for this life. Control of my vice? No way, hell no, uh-uh. If I'm wrong, I don't wanna be right.
California. on my lips, a man on my hips, hold me tighter than my Darion jeans. acting up, drinking my cup. I can care less what you think. I need no permission, did I mention? Don't pay him any attention. Cause you had your turn, and now you're gonna learn what it really feels like to miss me. Cause if you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it. Don't be mad at what you see, that he wanted. If you like it, then you should've put a ring on it.
There's only so much of that I can take. It's the whistling. I mean, I love whistling. I love a good whistle. And in fact, whistling is going to be a future topic of this show. I don't know when, but anyway, that's enough. Let me fade that out. That's a whole thing. All right, that was the DJ Party Ben with Single Ladies in Mayberry. And that's a nice tie into last week's theme, which was television. I didn't play a lot of TV themes, but I played some stuff that sampled TV themes, I think. But here we are, episode 161, getting into some mashups. That was Party Ben with Single Ladies in Mayberry. Before that, we heard Amerigo Gazaway with another one. That was Brandy Sitting Up in My Room, mixed with Billy Stewart's Sitting in the Park, which is a song that I've played multiple times on this show, including on let's call it episode 44, all about parks. And I also played a cover of that song on a recent episode, on the NRBQ episode 154. They are the reason I first heard that Billy Stewart song, because I found out about it through them. But before that, we heard our guest, Calvin Williams, and his mashup, Somewhere My Baby Belongs. Calvin, why don't you tell us what that was a mashup?
Okay, so that was a mashup of There Goes My Baby by Usher and Somewhere I Belong by Linkin Park.
I have an important follow-up question. Why would you do that?
So to properly answer that question, you would have to, like, have a very, very fair understanding of how my brain works.
Ah, okay. Sounds like a lot more than we can fit into the show.
So basically, Cliff Notes version.
Sure.
Those were two songs that I was very familiar with, listened to quite often during the era that they came out. And one day, my brain being my brain, like, decided to mash those two songs up together because they're... Their keys are one half step off from each other, and
the structure of the song, wise, right?
they are basically exactly the same. And so they just kind of melded in my head, and I said to myself, this actually might be crazy enough to work.
Pattern recognition, everybody. And that set started out with my mashup of The Grateful Dead and Kendrick Lamar, two songs about California. And before we get into this next set of music, I want to remind you that this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and we are a all-volunteer-run, nonprofit community radio station. So if you want to support what's going on here, if you like what you hear, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org and click on that donate button to kick in some money if you can. And also, while you're at radiofreebrooklyn.org, check out all of the different programming here. We've got a ton of shows, new ones coming in all the time. And those shows include this one and, of course, Lush Vibes Radio, hosted by Calvin Williams. Why don't you tell people what your show is all about and when they can hear it?
Okay, so my show, Lush Vibes Radio, is basically 2 hours of the more dreamy, ambient, atmospheric side of all different genres of music. I do not discriminate genres. Whatever has that like nice dreamy texture, I will play it on my show. And so that comes on actually tomorrow night. It comes on every Tuesday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Once again, pattern recognition, everybody. The only person with a texture-based theme to their show, and I really appreciate that. And Calvin's show is really great. You should listen. It's always 2 hours of songs that you didn't necessarily know would fit together, but they do, and yes. It's a good time.
And if I may mention, tomorrow is my 50th episode.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very excited
about
that.
The big 5-0.
Yes.
Before we get into this next set of music, I want to let you know about a really cool company that is an important sponsor of this station, and they're helping us keep things going. So check out mebottle.com. They have a double insulated reusable stainless steel bottle, and it disinfects water in a 60-second cycle using LED technology. 99.99% effective against E. coli, and I think that's about good enough. That's my own editorializing. But you charge it via USB, and that lasts up to 30 days, and it has a light that tells you when it's ready to drink. So it's a very high-tech water bottle. You should check it out at mebottle.com. That's mebottle.com. Also, want to let you know that we are trying to spread the word about this New Orleans Musicians Clinic. They provide medical care to musicians and performing artists in the city of New Orleans. They offer occupational and comprehensive health services for musicians, performers, cultural workers, and tradition bearers of New Orleans. This is a really great organization. Check them out. They provide all of these services, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay, so please go support them as well. NewOrleansMusiciansClinic.org. All right, let's get back into some music. We've got some more mashups for you, and we've got another one from Calvin coming up. So this is, we were talking about video game music earlier, and this does incorporate that. This is Rusty Airplanes. And I hope you enjoy it. It's kicking off this next set of mashups on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
We pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
Yeah, I could use a dream or a genie or a wish to go back to a place much simpler than this. Cause after all the partying and smashing and crashing, and all the glitz and the glam and the fashion, and all the pandemonium and all the madness, there comes a time where you fade to the blackness. And when you're staring at that phone in your lap, and you hoping but them people never call you back. But that's just how the story unfolds. You get another hand soon after you fold. And when your plans unravel in the sand, what would you wish for if you had one chance? So airplane, airplane, sorry I'm late. I'm on my way, so don't close that gate. If I don't make that, then I switch my flight, and I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
That airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars. I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplane's in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now. Wish right now.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody take me back to the days before this was a job, before I got paid, before it ever mattered what I had in my bank. Yeah, back when I was trying to get a tip at Subway, and back when I was rapping for the hell of it. But nowadays we rapping to stay relevant. I'm guessing that if we can make some wishes out of airplanes, then maybe, yo, maybe I'll go back to the days before the politics that we call the rap game. And back when ain't nobody listened to my mixtape, and back before I tried to cover up my slang. But this is for the hater, what's up, Bobby? Great. So can I get a wish to end the politics and get back to the music that started this shit? So here I stand, and then again I say, I'm hoping we can make some wishes out of airplanes.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now. Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky like shooting stars? I can really
right now, wish right now, wish right now. I could really use a wish right now.
Conditions and our conditions are the city, the city, the city, the city, the city, the city. Come on. Some are seven mothers, some daughters, and fathers, some sons. The name Tom has never been involved with Run, unless it's DMC or running these broads. To being free, I'm harder than the times. You hardly scary, holding gats inside you, got his Holly Berry. They ask me where hip hop is going, it's Chicago, and poetry's in motion like a picture now showing. It's the city, y'all, the city, the city, the city. Come on.
City. is quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me. As a smile ran away from his face, well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place.
Drink, we drunk and got drunk, and I think she thinks I'm cool. She gave me a wink, we hit it on something proper.
Like the bartender,
ooh, feel like giving me.
I met the bartender,
baby.
Like the bartender,
yeah, feel like it for me.
I met the
night, so I went to the club.
So I went to the club.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of mashups. We started out with Calvin Williams and Rusty Airplanes. Calvin, can you explain yourself?
Okay, so the two songs I used were Airplanes by B.O.B. and Hayley Williams from Paramore. And the backing track was, okay, so this is really really weird and specific. This was from Rusty Ruin Act 2 from the Sega Saturn version of Sonic 3D Blast.
All right. Well, I just a few weeks ago made a joke about the music from Sonic the Hedgehog, so I can't really like say anything disparaging here.
Well, I can't say any Sonic game, but I would say basically up to Sonic Adventure 2, like those soundtracks, especially the Genesis, the early Genesis games were like some of the most classic of video game music. But unfortunately,
thanks, Michael Jackson.
Oh man, we could do a show on just that alone.
I referenced that when our friend Mike Duquette was on the show, and he got the reference, which didn't surprise me at all. After we heard that Sonic versus B.O.B. Calvin Williams mashup, we heard another Amerigo Gasaway mashup. That one was Living for the Shy City, which is from his A Common Wonder album from a couple years ago. That is a whole album full of mashups of Stevie Wonder and Common. I played something off of that in the last mashup episode. Go check that out. Again, Amerigo Gasaway is on Bandcamp. You can download all of these songs. He's really good. And then we closed out with a very strange mashup of Billy Joel's Piano Man and T-Pain's Bartender. That first appeared on episode 121, all about bartenders, and that I made that monstrosity myself. And, you know, that and the Grateful Dead Kendrick Lamar thing, I keep making the mistake of picking two songs that are in different meters from each other in some way, and I have to, like, force it to work, and that's too much work. I'm making it too hard on myself, Calvin.
I just gotta finagle it in, like figure out the parts that will like come together the best, or just if you have strong enough software, like
I'm gonna have to get you to teach me how to do this stuff, Calvin. Because
hold on.
I have an important call coming in here. Yes, hello. Oh yes, that was a previous appearance of Calvin Williams on this show with his Chewbacca impression.
Yes,
you know I'm gonna play that every time you're on the show forever, right?
I know.
It's really good.
I mean, it was really good. Like I got lucky on that one because that one's super hit or miss. So.
I should say you're wearing a Chewbacca themed T-shirt today, and I wasn't even making that connection.
It felt fitting after the last time I was here.
All right, fair enough. So we've got some more mashups to go here to close us out. But Calvin, you want to plug your show one more time?
Yes, Lush Vibes Radio. 2 hours of airy, dreamy side of, as I like to say, all the genres you love to all the genres you didn't know you loved. Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
All right.
And real quick, two shout-outs I want to give.
Please do.
You know who I'm going to shout out?
Your mom.
Yes.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Love you. Mwah. And also want to give a shout-out to my buddy Justin, who's been tuning in tonight. So shout-out to you, Justin. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, Justin. Yes, always shout-outs to Calvin's mom.
Yes.
We're gonna hear a couple things. We're going to hear another Calvin Williams mashup. And then we're going to hear a really weird one from Party Ben to close things out. I want to remind you, this is Radio Free Brooklyn. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.org for all of the different shows here, all the live events. It's all at radiofreebrooklyn.org. And everybodyplaysthefool.com is where you can find all of my previous episodes, including the Bartenders episode, the Mashups Part 1 episode, and many, many others. This has been episode 161 of Everybody Plays the Fool, and thank you so much for listening, especially to Calvin's mom.
Who, by the way, says hello.
Oh, very nice. Have a great night. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn. And now here's Calvin's mashup called Evening Finesse. It's another video game mashup, which is great.
So real quick, that's Evening Star from the soundtrack to Knuckles Chaotix, which was a very, very weird Sega 32X game.
All right. Another Sonic spinoff, right?
Yeah.
And then after that, if we have time, we're going to hear a Party Ben mashup of two songs that you definitely know. So have a great night. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot, park it like it's hot.
get an attitude.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
I got the rollie on my arm and I'm pouring Chandon and I roll the best cause I got it going on.
I'm a nice dude with some nice dreams. See these ice cubes, see these ice creams. Eligible bachelor, $1 million boat. That's whiter than what's spilling down your throat. A phantom, exterior like fish eggs. The interior like suicide was red. I can exercise you, this could be your phys ed. Cheat on your man, man, that's how you get a his head. Killer with the B, I know killers in the streets.